composite, say, loving kindness meditation. And what we'll do initially is I want you to visualize your best friend, and it can be either male or female, and we'll just spend say 2 or 3 minutes. So visualize your best friend and then just radiate a feeling of friendliness towards one's close person. It should be something you should be able to do quite naturally. And then after about 2 or 3 minutes, we'll actually, that feeling will transfer to the breath meditation, and with the breathing meditation, to keep it sort of fairly sharp and focused, we'll focus around the mouth section. If you go to like very, very broad, if you go to the full chest or you go to the tummy, it takes far too long to get the samadhi together. So the reason why I focus on the mouth section is it's very, very clear, very, very distinct, and people don't get too much tension in the face with this particular area. And so I'll talk you through it as we go along. So just get yourself in a comfortable posture with your back straight, head upright and comfortable. And when you put your hands together in your lap, it helps to draw the energy inwards towards the center of the body, the way the chi, the bodily energy flows in the physical body. It helps to draw the energy in when you practice samadhi or meditation. So just close your eyes and visualize your best friend, the person you like the most, and just imagine them standing in front of you and they're smiling at you, and I want you to smile at them and look into their eyes and radiate a feeling of friendliness towards them for the next, say 2 or 3 minutes, just silently in the mind. Now, that feeling of friendliness that you radiate towards your close friend, I want you to transfer that now towards the breath. And the kind of mindset that we have is the breath is something which is in a sense, you know, which is supportive and nurturing for the body. It feeds the body. It maintains the physical health of both the brain and the nervous system. And without the breath, you know, your life would end very, very quickly. So if you just transfer that feeling that you have towards your close friend, and now I want you to look upon the breath as a friend in itself, you know, something which supports and helps protect your life. You know, it's something which is you can actually develop as a skill and helps improve the quality of the samadhi. So as you breathe in and out, focusing on the mouth area, which is a very, very distinct area to focus, and look upon the breath with a feeling of friendliness as you breathe in and out of the body. If you find that generating this feeling of friendliness on the breath, seeing the breath as your friend, is a little difficult, just switch back to your close person, your loved person, and then reactivate that emotion. Try to make that quite firm and quite solid for several more minutes, and then switch back to the breathing to see if you can sustain that emotion on a more neutral object. one develops this meditation, try to focus on that feeling of friendliness as well, because it helps to highlight and increase the effectiveness of this particular emotion. you find that your mind is still a little bit busy, you're still thinking too much, just stop for maybe 20 seconds or so and investigate, you know, develop some insight into those thoughts and feelings that you're attached to, and try to understand everything about that particular mind state, because the more you understand this kind of phenomena, the easier it is for the mind to relax and let these thoughts and feelings slowly subside.
We're coming towards the end of the meditation, so just reflect if you see like an increase in the strength of that that loving kindness on the breath. It's essentially it's just a skill. It's just a way of looking at like phenomena in the body. And can be done in many, many different ways. So I'll ring the gong 3 times. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you.